All right, Moshe. I have come to you as you predicted. Now go! Go! Leave my land!
I'm sorry.
Go quickly with all the Jewish people and go serve your God! Take your families, your animals, everything! Just go!
No, Paro.
We shall not leave like thieves in the night.
We shall leave proudly in the light of the day, so that all of Egypt may see what the hand of God has done for his people. Besides, there are still a couple of things that need attending to.
And so Moshe and Aharon spoke with the Jewish people to make last preparations for their journey out of Egypt.
People of Israel, God has commanded us to go ask of the Egyptians gold, silver, jewels, and treasures. Do this now, so we may leave Egypt today.
Take my jewelry, my diamond rings.
It's all yours, anything.
Wait, you forgot a matching bracelet.
Even after receiving the wealth from the Egyptians, the Jews felt no greed. Rather, they felt a sense of humble satisfaction and relief. Their redemption was finally here. And so, over 3,000 years ago, a historic moment began as 600,000 men, along with their wives and children, marched out of Egypt. Not a dog barked as they left the land of their slavery, with their heads held high and hearts full of joy. As they journeyed through the desert, the God of Israel lovingly provided for the Jews miraculous protection. A pillar of cloud pointed the way for them to travel during the day and protected them from the heat of the blazing desert sun. As night fell, a spectacular pillar of fire appeared to light their path, shielding them from prowling beasts and the chilling cold of night. Back at the palace.
How could I have let my slaves go? I must recapture them.